Blog Talk Radio.
Edition the show, and it is so wonderful. It's a great privilege. We are alive. Every day people die, and so many people cannot realize the sense of civilization. Do you know how many people I have asked is the meaning of AD and Adamani? And people who are educated, and they cannot tell what it is. How many people don't really know what makes a government? They don't know. Now, you think I'm blaming them? No, I'm blaming the system, the society that we grow up in that has control over us. And the church belongs to the government. You know, the church belongs to the government. Yes, it does. Church in and of itself doesn't have governmental power. Church is an institution owned by the government. And if you think, I don't know what I'm talking about, because you think you are close with your Jesus and your God, your spirit God, all of those things are madness. The thought that we develop in this AD and Adamani era. Once you grow up in AD and Adamani era, you know, and you are taught the concept that established AD and Adamani, your brain is not really a civilized function anymore. Your parents that believe in Christianity and on the basis of Adam and Eve and of Jesus' blood, none of those things have not been proven to be true, beginning with the foundation that they rest on. You cannot prove the foundation of Adam and Eve created by a spirit God in a garden. You cannot prove any of those things. But you see, it wasn't for you and I to show proof because we were incapable of doing that. When you grow up with your parents, you come out of the unknowing of the world around you. We just didn't. We couldn't. You see, because we don't know when we were born. Did you? Do you know when you were born? I didn't know that. All right. And when did you realize that you were a human being and relating by purpose to the society around you? How old were you? Well, you know, just the first thing you remember as a child can give you a good clue as to my point. We didn't know anything. And we grow up to know our parents. You know, do you recognize your mother from the time of your birth? Did you know anything then? Do you have maturity to identify, oh, this is my mother? No, I don't know nobody that developed at that level, at that rate, when you are just coming out of the womb. Remember, you know, you were in the womb, shut up in your mother's womb, and you live by a different law, biological law, so that anybody get you back into your mother's womb to be safe and everything back there? No, once you come out, that's it. You know, we look at the animals too. When they, you know, they provide what they've been carrying for a few months and, you know, and give birth, they never try to get those, their young one back into their belly. No. So it goes to show you the transitive type of people that we are. First, you know, conception, you know, look at where we are coming from. We are coming from, if we read about Abraham's children, was they were in his loins before they were exposed to conception of the sperm and the egg. What I'm trying to show you is that where we are coming from, it's a law that brings us to where we are as adults. But how many of us pay attention to that? Can't you see? We don't pay attention to that. No, we don't care. We do not care. And why we don't care? It is because of society. that we grew up in. Think about way back before A.D. Anno Domini came into existence, my friends. And let me tell you something. If you begin to read, unlike the way we grew up with our parents and didn't really learn to read and identify the world around us, we are lucky if we had parents that can even write their names. We're lucky. If they can, you know, when life progress and let's say if you're in the West Indies, like in Jamaica, education was not free to everyone. It takes a while, and let's say after we were left alone, maybe like 1936 or a little earlier, was when we were left to control ourselves to a certain degree so that we could provide ourselves education, you know, of our liking. But guess what happened? They brainwash our parents, our foreparents in Jamaica, the white people. They brainwash parents, our grandchildren that came out of slavery, about 200 years of slavery. So if people have you to change your view of life and get and teach you a different indigenous concept, your life is changed. You become their captive and will be subjected to their whims and fancy, whereas you come out from a culture, a government culture called kingship. By the time Africa sell us out to these white people and put us in ship and bring us to the Western world, you're talking about there were those of us that migrate from Africa and come to the Western world before. But then when you come into like the 16th or so century, or even earlier, when Africa sell us out and a lot of us come to the Western world and join those that were already here. You see what I mean? Because I think a lot of us were in Australia, New Zealand from earlier time than where we are in the 16th century. All right. So what I'm trying to say to you is that we in Africa we are not from the Western hemisphere at all. We are more, you know, from the Near East. You see, Africa is more east of where we are, you know, down here in the West. You see, the hurricanes and stuff like that are coming from off the coast of Africa and come right up to the peninsula and come up to us here, okay, in the Florida, you know, peninsula. What I'm trying to tell you is that African people here in the West Indies are no longer the same people they were. And I'm not talking about their blood, the blood, their blood. I'm not talking about their blood. I'm talking about their faculty, your brain, your cerebrum and your cerebellum, right? What we were taught in Africa. Those of us that live in the West, Western world before the slavery movement between Sodomite white people and African governments. there's so much thing that we do not know, and the history is there with it, but because of our transition from what we know our vernacular, our indigenous understanding of things, all of that was change. All of that was change. And we even are taught to become homosexual by these white people. What has happened 100,000 years ago is something that we must know. Because any time your mind is tampered with and you are taught something else, I mean, if anybody get a hold of when you were born and switch you from your mother and your father to some other people and teach you their way of life, you won't come to behave like your mother and your father. You will be like those other people who catch you when you are not conscious of your real mother and father or grandparents. You go and live with people far away and you grow up and accustomed to the different people from your parents. The point is, once you become conscious of this different environment, you pick up the perception of those people who have nothing to do with you and where you come from. But they teach you their way, their concept, so forth and so on. So whatever you knew to be the way of life has changed. Well, that's the way we African people are. When you are talking about Jesus Christ and Adam and Eve in the garden, it's strangers teaching us those things. And unless we come to a realization that we have been duped and that we did not come from this type of standing, we won't know that we should seek to get rid of that and get back into our own way of talking and understanding. We won't seek that because we don't know. Until you know, before you could make any changes. Well, look at us now in the West Indies. And let's talk about Jamaica, which I think is similar to the other Haiti and other little country in the island. What we have been taught about Adam and Eve in the garden is against, it is clearly not what our prehistory is. Okay? So, what do you think is the reason why we are church people now, African people? Why? Why? And think about this now. I think when it comes to us African people, we are called African because we are the last species to develop in Africa. Those that develop are the species that develop in Africa. The first species that develop in Africa is the hominid. That is like going 3.5 to 4 million years gone by. And the second species developed in Africa 250,000 years ago. Just 250,000 years ago, right? called wise sapien, the sapien, okay? So they have a way of talking about homo sapien. We are not, we don't have a prefix called homo because we are not homosexuals. When they talk about homo erectus, it is because they're homosexual. So anywhere you see your species that is African and you are called sapien, don't prefix sapien with homo because homo stands for homosexual. And these white people would want us to call ourselves homo. You know why? Because they are born with all together. But when it comes to what the difference is, right? taxonomy. I don't know if you are familiar with this word, but taxonomy. T-A-X-O-N-O-M-Y, taxonomy. Okay, and then you have taxonomic as well. Right? Now, get what is the difference of two different species. In this case, we are talking about the human as a whole species, right? Human as a whole species. Human is the general term for this specific classification. Taxonomy is a classification. All right. But what makes up the taxonomy, a branch of science concerned, which taxonomy means biology. It's a noun word. Taxonomy is a noun, right? It's biology. All right. So we know there are a lot of creatures with different taxonomy, different classification, right? And therefore, get what makes the creatures different from each other, even though they may be from the same classification. But there are differences. The branch of science concerned with classification. Talking about random science, you know, it's not talking about just one thing or one of the creatures from the same class, right? Now, if you say dog, you know, you're talking about they have different classification of dogs. Right? So basically that's what we're talking about. Human. When you say human, that's one classification. Human classification, different from dog classification. Right? But you have different types of dogs. You know? And they may not even interbreed with some other dogs. They only breed with a certain classification of them, right? So that is anyhow you see a difference in two dogs. It's taxonomic difference you're looking at, all right? So let's get down to what the taxonomy is. So it is a branch of science concerned with classification, especially of organism. And anytime you begin to touch organism, you're touching different types systematics. The classification of something, especially organism, the taxonomy of these fossils, they are going to use the fossils and determine what type of creatures they are and what the differences between those fossils or creatures that left those fossils behind. A system of classification, plural known taxonomies, plural, right? Taxonomies. So you make the noun plural by saying taxonomies. But before, taxonomy was just plain noun. Okay? Plural noun. All right. A taxonomy of smells. All right. Let's go some more and say now. What are the 8 levels of taxonomies? And it's going to tell you levels of classification. And so is the levels of taxonomy. All right. Levels of classification. The classification system commonly used today is based on the Linnean, L-I-N-N-E-A-N, to the most specific. So you may have some little thing there that you need to like make distinction until you come down to one most specific type, right? Yes. These are domain, kingdom, talking about creatures, you know, that are different, all right? And and what we're talking about, we're going to boil down to blood type. You see what I mean? Blood type. And what can mix and what cannot mix when it comes to, like, sexual interaction, you see? All right. So it goes on. That domain, kingdom, phylum, plural, phyla, class, order, family, genus, plural, genera, and species. So there's a whole bunch of classification here. All right. So what we're talking about is our blood type. And when it comes to the two species of the human, of the humankind, two species, only two species of the human type. Everything that we see, it's not, everything that we see is of, is subgroups, subgroups. From our species begin to give birth, we like, it's like a chain reaction. It's like this man, all right, say a family of say five girls and say five boys. When they go out and say get a mate and begin to have, you know, all of them begin to have a whole lot of children, right? I mean, they're going to spread out to where you can, later on, nobody can oddly tell, you know, unless they go look up the family tree and trace and stuff like that. But these people will just go out. And they're coming from one man and one woman, you know, way back in time, right? So, as you notice, throughout the civilized world, not talking about the uncivilized hominid that come from ape-like man. That's where them evolved from to where they are. And, you know, it's a whole bunch of stuff why you see white people look the way they look here today. something happened in history that we don't know until we come to read history real good and find out, because it's being hidden from us, especially we African hybrid civilized people. It is hidden from us because it's an interference with us by these hominid species. Yes, they rape us, okay, and interbreed us. And it's the reason why they are talking today. But they're hiding this from us. But they talk and they learn our civilized education and stuff. Because for 3-4 million years, they did not talk. So they do not have a natural transition at all. They did wickedly and totally destroy the sapien species, the subgroups. So this is what I want to tell you about with the taxonomic. These white people species and subgroups, they, although they are the first humankind, but their species is hominid. They're coming from ape-like looking. First humans, primates. That's what the world history textbook says. I'm trying to show you the difference now as to why we African ethnic people get messed up. We don't even recognize each other as ethnic group. We don't even recognize our own selves to be the same ethnic type. Let's say the Indians is a certain type of the ethnic group. We come from the same blood, but there is a different type that is created in our group that it is safe to interbreed. You see, all of us as ethnic, in the ethnic group, it is safe. We have a taxonomy that link us together. We are compatible, but we are not, okay, and what is the name of our species? Wise sapien. Don't forget that. The civilized human being only come from the wise sapien, where we have civilized things. So when you see white people say them are government and stuff like that, you need to find out why did they begin to talk. Don't jump up and think that, oh, America and what they're doing, and America, the land of the free and the home of the brave and stuff like that. It is very depressing to see that up to now, too many of us don't have a clue as to why we have these sodomite species coming all over us and doing whatever they want to do with us. We need to know why. We need to know why. You see what I mean? Because they are the first class of human being, but they came directly from primates, or in other words, apes. And what they did to get out from looking like apes and begin to talk is something for African people to know. It must not be a secret. Why I have to have the emphasis is because we have been injured mentally by them who is ruling us. It is they who injured us, our brain that they don't have. But when they interbreed with us, they get a lot of what we have in our brain because it is the blood that transfer this energy. So they get a lot of our energy, although you can't change them from being the species that they are in their genome. That's why they are Homo sapiens. No. That's why they are Homo erectus. And they began to change the civilized world. That's what they began to do. Once they did 100,000 years ago, my friends, according to the history, these things happen. And we African people do not know that. You don't know, so we take ourselves to be like we are natural. And so we are not natural. The African hybrid people are not natural. I know for certain, the way I was brought up and the realization that came to me over time, that something is very wrong. You see, because I don't think that the way things are happening between the human interaction, I don't see to make any sense. You see? And it's like the whole human entity doesn't show that they have one common knowledge of things. They have different things that doesn't match together at all and don't create love and unity, right? Mass killings and massacres and all this hatred and all that kind of stuff. That's not the way it was. Go back into the BC era and read about the nations that exist under the BC era before they come in with AD and Adamany, man. Come on, don't skylark. They managed to successfully transform the way we think. Look, I am telling you, we have some tornadoes going on right now. You know, up there in Georgia and stuff like that. And remember, just think on the frequency of these tornadoes. There is a reason for the frequency of tornado, which is real. But they won't talk about it. White people won't talk about it. And you will see African people being destroyed. You know why? It is because there's hardly any of us that don't believe in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ and the Elohim gods that came to earth in Africa, southern Africa, and created us 200,000 years ago. If you don't think that is true, well, you're making a decision between real history, prehistory, and a Bible that is not history at all, but you believe it. You know, you better off believe a piece of history, because even though you might not prove that the place exists, but go look for the place and you will find it, because no history is going to tell you about a place that don't exist. Only the Bible. Listen to what I'm telling you. Only the Bible. How are you going to tell when you're wrong from when you're right? You can't be believing in a Bible that not even oral. Robert don't say Jesus, Adam can tell you where Adam and Eve was in a garden upon earth. But the Bible is telling you when you read it that is on earth. The only creation story that tells you where our first ancestors come from is prehistory. And even National Geographic comes very close to giving the details. However, it doesn't cover the details. You have to go into Sumerian history, Babylonian history, Assyrian history. You see, these white people now go into these places and begin to turn them into sodomite concept belief.
Christmas and Easter. Christmas and Easter does not exist. If they exist in the form of what these Sodomites are doing in Palestine or in Lebanon and those places, because that's what they have done over the past 100,000 years, is to go everywhere we African settle down and come move in with their Christian Sodomite church, Jesus Christ. No Jesus blood don't shed for anybody, because no Jesus Christ exists. And if you think Jesus Christ exists, show it to me in the Bible. Because, you know, what is going to happen? If you come to me with a Bible and said, the Bible show that Jesus exists, you will have to become, you know, a person who really understand the way words are used. Not some words word that is put together for us to understand things, not nothing. Words are not about nothing. They are about something. And think of the diverse things that people talk about that we use the same word to define. If words were not able to define things, diverse things, no matter what it is, we wouldn't have words to use at all. Because it would never be something that somebody put together to make you understand anything. You see what I mean? But because words is capable of telling us every single thing that we want to establish, you know, you take your pen and your pencil and paper and you go put your thoughts down using words. You know what I mean? You don't blow on the paper or blow on the pencil and get it right. No, you will have to write down on the paper and write the words and make sure you spell it right and use the part of speech and everything like that so it makes sense, right? Well, listen to me. The Bible, us, any affirmative to say there is a biography of Jesus in the Bible. There is no biography of Jesus in the Bible. Whatever you read about Jesus said this, Jesus said that. But when somebody write that in a book, let's say if I write a book, a biography, and I write about my family, my father, my mother, and all of, you know, my siblings, and I tell a story about something that went on between me and one of my brother or one of my sister, and I am quoting them. I'm telling you that my brother said to me, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Now, when you read, I, who is writing the biography about myself, and I include these people in there, how are you going to be certain that my brother said that to me, or my sister said what I am writing? How can you be sure that I am telling the truth? You tell me. I think if I get it notarized and have my brother or sister, you know, sign it on the hood, you know, you probably could take a chance on that. And you probably don't wind up right either, because there's different ways that people can tell lies. All right. So we want to talk about now, want to talk about the why we are, why our brain is working in the opposite of when we were, where we come from as a nation of people, as a species of people in Africa, is that they teach us about Adam and Eve in a garden. How did the white people come to tell us about Adam and Eve in a garden? They don't have any business at all writing about Adam and Eve in a garden, because what caused them to talk? That's something that you'd have to learn first. Since they were not talking, they go up into Europe from out of Africa 1.5 million years ago. We can't talk anything outside of this history, because like I say, we don't talk about history like we are talking about Bible prophecies. Because what we are calling Bible prophecies is nonsense. And how do you think I can get you to see, bring the evidence, written evidence, which is comparing prehistory that is certified, academically certified, that it is the record of the past? Because it will tell you and give you the date of the past where these things happen. History is a record of the past, not a Bible. You're holding on to a Bible, unlike especially a lot of African people who were, they, I call them saved. You know, when you became saved, what happened? You were infected by white people concept of life. And when they write in the Genesis about Adam and Eve in a garden, they were never created in South Africa. They evolved in Africa. But they were not created by no Elohim or not like that. So why are they writing a Bible and including themselves as human there in there? The history does separate them from us by millions of years. And they could only make stone tools. They don't talk. They could light a fire and stuff like that. And they are all in hominin species. They're all from that species, hominid species. And they can call themselves whatever subgroup name they want to call themselves. But that's their primary ancestors. You see, the hominid, ape-like human, flat-faced man of Kenya. That's who the white people are. Now, why they don't look like ape anymore? This is something that must come to light. You see, because they are doing all kind of things so that those of us who are not, you know, don't have a good high or, you know, to notice information and to know what has transpired in the past. Those of us who don't care and just want to go on and believe and by the concept of believing in Jesus, believing in God, something that we have not proven to be true. But it's like we were back there 2,000 years ago when Jesus was being hung on the cross and stuff like that. Don't realize there's a big difference between these white people over the past 100,000 years have only pursued the African people to suck out what energy they can suck out of them. That's all they do. The history is there to prove it. You bring any one of them to sit out the facts here and see what happens. They will not sit it, because anytime they know that you're talking the history and you know what you're saying, they will not face you. White people will not face you. No matter how much university degrees they have, they will never face you because they cannot prove that their United States Constitution is a valid constitution. It doesn't rest on a certified history that tells the truth. You see, and they cannot write anything of history for themselves. That is coming from how many days, millions of years ago. They can't write that history, especially that the fact that they have messed around with the hybrid people. They messed around with the hybrid people, and today managed to write and change what happened to what did not happen. That's what they have done. It's the reason why now we only know about what they say, but we don't know about what is said from long before they said something. You see what I mean? So they own everything we have. And it has to be all right because we don't know anything. All right. So learning words and have a discernment as to whether or not you are dealing with something that is true or false can only happen when you begin to read and use words the way you're supposed to, all the time, not sometimes. They get us to use words differently sometimes, because the Bible is not a book that is telling us about a real creation, and we don't know that. So you will accept all these things written in the Bible about Adam and Eve and the character of God. If you notice, the character of God, what you read about in other parts of the Bible, is not the same like what you read in Genesis. And if at all they were to speak the truth about God of the Bible, they would have to tell the truth up front. You don't write it someplace else and say something else. Else, a lot of us, what we read in Genesis, that's all we remember, and we believe that. So when we read anything else that is talking negative about God and showing that God is not God like we think it is, you see, because they are changing the character of God, we don't notice that. We only believe the creation story, you know, in 6 days creation story. So no matter what they say in the New Testament and all type of things running in all different directions, we don't remember those things. We only know that God is God and, you know, Adam and Eve was in a garden and stuff like that. And we don't even remember to look for the place where the garden is in the Bible. No, you ain't going to see that. And guess what? You keep on going on believing in Jesus because you believe that God did. They did sin against God, and they make a big scene out of a talking serpent that come, and and guess what? We don't even pay any attention to the fact that the talking serpent impeach God. You ever notice that? That the talking serpent impeach God. And say, ask the woman, did God tell you that you should not eat of this fruit? And he said, yes. He said, we are not to eat of this fruit because we will die. What the talking serpent said. Do you know? You're reading. We are reading. No, but I'm not talking about other people alone. I'm talking about all of us together. I grew up with this. It's something that I found out. Well, you know, whatever brilliance I have, although I'm not all around brilliant, because like I'm telling you, my brain has been infected by these people, Rh, rhesus blood, what they pass on to us over the past 100,000 years. I don't know any African that is not tainted with these people blood. They see to it that they infect us with their monkey rhesus blood, and it goes far and deep in us. Today, when I listened earlier to an African ethnic lady, you know, pretty dark skin too, but she's good looking. And she's singing the songs of Jesus most over 30 years. And listen to me. I was listening her singing. And she was in a church on one of these appearance. And now, she has a beautiful voice, no joke about that. And she speaks, so beautiful. You know, it's so sweet to listen to the way she speaks. All right. But what I'm looking at is something that affects me, that affects her. It's just that I come to learn things that, you know, put me on the other side of what I grew up in and believe. I didn't have any real reason, like academic purpose, like I read something and I became a Christian at age 7. No, I didn't know anything. You know what I mean? You know, I surely, in fact, I don't know any of us that read and come to find out that, oh, mama and daddy is in something good. I don't know anybody who read that and join the church afterward. No, I surely know I didn't read anything and say affirm what I know my parents believe. I didn't know nothing. I just want to be in the church like everybody else. I don't know to ask no question. I don't find fault with nothing at that age and nothing at all. So what I'm saying to you, I did not anticipate that what I come to know had existed. I was more in a frame of mind to accept certain modification, but not that the entire concept of the church was rotten, sodomite. No, because these white people are clever, the way they go about this whole thing of destroying the African people. You see what I mean? Now, I know that, I don't know if you know that they give a lot of money to the church, especially in America here. You know, they give you back like about 30% of anything you give to the church. They give you back when you file your taxes. They give you back like about 30% of what you give into the church. They invest into the church, but they do it clever. Have you ever asked a question, why do they do that to the church? You don't find anything in the Bible that is legitimate. And when it comes to government rule, no. Something happened that bigger than what, you know, I may not even put a size to it. What has happened is, it is beyond that something like this could happen. But reading the information and find out what these white people do to the African people, or who they call black people, and push us down in the dirt. It's going to take us to rise up to knowledge by words and kick them out. I don't mean with our feet, but our taxonomy is defiled. So I told you what the taxonomic, the blood, is all about. They defile our taxonomy. What can modern taxonomy do? Modern? Listen to all the question like this. The correct answer is compare the length of DNA among the members of a species. Modern taxonomy do the compare. The modern taxonomy do the comparing of the length of DNA among the members of a species. That is to classify organisms. All right. Well, when we are talking about human taxonomy, first of all, just know my reading of the World History textbook shows humanity ranges from hominids species. The hominid species, that's where it started millions of years ago, like I said, 3 to 4 million years. Hominin species began way back, 3.5 to 4 million years, right? So from hominid species to wise sapien species, only two human species I read of in the World History textbook. If you go there or even on Google, you're going to get a whole different type of concept about humanity and how many species. Maybe like 21 or more human species. Why do they arrive at that number? I found out. Because I'm reading, and I'm reading with clarity. You see, that was not my life in earlier times, but that's my life right now. Can't use words differently anywhere. You can't say because it's God's word and let God be true and all men be a liar, because tell you what, according to the Bible, God is not a character that will lie. So anything you read and it's going contrary and you look at it real good and analyze it real good. Make sure that you're not making any mistakes with the way you are handling the word and you're coming out with the right result. You are not supposed to find God contradicting. Like, God is perfect. God is holy. God predestined all things. God foresee all things. When you read this Genesis creation story, you no longer can accept that as true. Because God loves the people we create. You read and you're going to find out God don't love everybody that he created in the Bible. You see. And what transpired with Eve, the story about Adam and Eve and the serpent. How is it that God say they will die if they eat the fruit? That's what God said. Don't eat it. Don't even touch it. And the day you eat it, you will die. That's a threat, right? To go to show you that, you are reading a bad faith story of Adam and Eve. It cannot be true. And how are you going to know it cannot be true? Your faith and your belief in that God cannot make anything true. What they actually write, you have got to know words are what is going to make you know if something is true or false. It's not your belief And when I said we are infected, our mental is infected by these white people and their crossbreeding long, long time ago coming on with us here. So don't you see today like it's all right for, these guys come to America and then they didn't want white women to be with black men. You probably don't know the reason why they were doing that. You see what I mean? They have gained the edge over us over thousands of years now. And now that they get into a certain position, they feel like they're better than us. Right? But it is not that they don't think that we are superior to them, because it is our blood, when them interbreed with our people back in time, is our blood they get. Why they started to talk. They start to have babies that grow up to talk like us. And it's the reason why you see the world full of white people talking today. And today they are ruling over African people. Now you know why they're ruling over us. Is because they interfered with us and infected our blood. Prove that to you by citing the history itself that shows we are from the second species that is in every way a third degree higher than the Homo erectus, who are second degree human development. But our species came in at the third development. So remember, in the World History textbook, it said from hominid sapien. That is the entire range of the human classification. Two different species. But this is two different pieces where one come out different than the other. The first one, the ape-like one, come out different from the second species that came in like 250,000 years ago. You see what I mean? All right. So they take the liberty to destroy us, not when they interbreed with the Neanderthal, they didn't talk. Their babies did not talk. The Neanderthals come from our species, the sapien. But we came to be a subgroup because the Elohim used species blood to make the hybrid human, the ideal human, which is jumping evolutionary, jump over the evolutionary time that it would have taken for, if it were in the blueprint, for a human being to become civilized. Well, the Elohim did it. when it would probably take evolutionary period, like maybe a few more million years, before it would develop into a perfect human. But for now, the Elohim created the hybrid humans, and this is what has happened. It is the history that tells us what happened. We are removed from the knowledge of our own history, so that today we don't really care about that. We are now totally immersed, and they said conversion, convert to Christianity by the blood of Jesus. You see, these white people know, they have read our history long time ago. I mean, many thousands of years since they learned to read in our institution. They are not doing anything civilly except they learn it from us. Just remember that they couldn't talk. They make stone tools for millions of years.
They could light a fire, and that was it. Neanderthal did not have a language just like them, but they were a third degree higher human being than them. So they could make better stone tools, but they did not come with the ability to speak a language. So when they interbreed up the Neanderthal, it's apparently that they kill and extinct these sapien Neanderthals. It didn't seem to me like it was a lot of them, like several groups of them. It seemed like it was maybe a small number of them that these guys, carry on about 40,000 years. And over all that time, they managed to recycle themselves, sexual recycling themselves, right, and come out with them looking, good looking like the Neanderthals. But they couldn't talk. At this time, when we are leaving, some of us are leaving from Africa and come traveling out to settle outside of Africa. That was when that door of opportunity came to them, where they got a chance to interbreed up some of the hybrid humans who has the blood of the Elohim, who uses the sapien blood to make our hybrid fashion, okay? And then that's what happened. They managed to get talking babies. And then they already have good human looks from the Neanderthals that come out our species, right? And this is how over this long, 100,000 years, they managed to establish nation of themselves. But they do not belong to our culture. And if you read the World History textbook, you don't see them, in Europe since about 1.5 million years ago. You see them in Europe, but they still only could make stone tools. And the Bronze Age that we created is what stopped them from making stone tools and begin to have guns and bombs and everything now. Everything come from us because think that they came through evolution. Three and a half million years ago or 4 million years ago. That's how long they've been around. And they didn't have a language. They never speak any language. But they were able to make stone tools and hunt. They could do that. Right? They are the base human being. Just like you see animals here today. They go out and hunt and get food. Right? So if you think that they are of the human class and they were able to make stone tools, so they are higher than any cattle out there that we know. They're a little higher. Right? Okay. So you could see why now when they look good and everything like that, they could get, hybrid human being to go lay down and fuck. You see what I mean? So we don't know what happened. And I am saying to you, I was brought up in this. I am come to know better. I'm not going to shut my mouth up. I'm going to blow the trumpet. White people must leave our territory. We deserve that. Our foreparents went wrong. We have to acknowledge that and deal with our woes. But that I don't read anything that says we must stay here and go along with what is going on. I read that says we must reform ourselves. Don't become born again in Jesus' blood because none of that Jesus' blood never exists in any kind of history. Only Bible. And Bible don't have a history of nothing called Jesus. And if you read it like I talk about, you read words properly, you will find where what you call conflict and confusion are in the Bible. And the reason why you don't, it is because your mind is infected and you don't know. So you're singing this thing about Jesus and Jesus died on the cross.
You don't read the history yet. What happened in Palestine? You could not have possible read what happened in Palestine and read Isaiah 53, who art believe our report and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed. You could never begin to think that that has any truth with relevance to an African person. You just won't. And if you begin to read properly, you can't read the story about God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. He and his son, Jesus Christ, where he is begot. You read about God begot a son, and you don't research what begot means to know if it is possible that a God, a spirit God, can begot a son. No female involved, and he and that son is always doing things on the boat of the contrary. Because the both of them agree in the book, in the Bible, that Jesus and his father decide to make heaven and earth. That was before anything was created. Moon, star, and all them things. Before that, you know, God beget a son. And the both of them plan to make the heaven and the earth. As so the Bible say, right? So look for the contribution that is in there and you're not seeing it. That these people are writing these things, setting us up to come and believe all these junk. We don't, you know, they work on our parents, and then our parents have us, and then we come and begin to say the same thing our parents are saying. Now, until pineal eye open, we are not going to be able to discern that we have a problem. We have a linguistic problem, because these folks get us reading, going to school, learn to read and write well, and yet still we go to church and act like an idiot because we are reading all these old bunch of cockroach stuff in the Bible. Not even good legend, not even good tale. They're writing this old bunch of foolishness in the Bible, and we say, amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord. So it is so depressing, you see, and unenlightened. It is so uncivilized for us to embrace the church, where you have B.C., you have A.D., and you cannot tell the difference between B.C., what they call before Christ. What was before Christ? You don't know. You only believe in Christ. Oh, you believe in something like that. That has no affirmation in what you're reading, but you believe it. You don't even know, it don't occur to you that belief definition is not used the way we believe when we turn Christian. They say we are becoming a convert. We think it is a nice thing to become a Christian, because Jesus died for our sin. But you can't prove nowhere in history or in the Bible that anything happened in the world for a Jesus to die if a God was going to make a son to come and die. Nothing happened in the world. Read the history of the world. So as long as you read the Bible, you will always see something happen, because Adam and Eve in the garden. But if you read from Proverbs, read from the book of Proverbs, come right on into the New Testament, especially Proverbs 8 chapter, you will find much in Proverbs 8 chapter to serve as a foundation as to what God and Jesus talked about. Okay? That's what you will get when you read Proverbs 8. And there is no way you will conclude or can conclude that, okay, it is a reality that God begot a son and the two of them decide to make the heaven and the earth. Think about the things that they decide to make Adam and Eve. What kind of Adam and Eve did they make way back before they make heaven and earth? Think all the things you are reading that has happened since Jesus and God make up the world. You read about God cast down a devil on earth. Now, have you factored in that for if a devil is cast down on earth and tempt Adam and Eve, you don't have enough sense right now, just like I didn't, to call into account, well, God ordained to cast down the devil from way back before they make heaven and earth. They had the plan to make heaven and earth. So they have the blueprint that the, both of them, he and his son, no woman are there. I say, there is no female here. God in the Bible is a God that don't like no female. So how could he make woman then? What I'm trying to tell you, we are reading. You're graduating from university. What I'm showing you, simple word use, you are failing. And it's not to do your work on the, you know, the skills that you learn. Oh, you are all right with that. And you don't fail no exam in school. But now you fail one exam right now. And is to fail to identify contradictions in the Bible. In order for you to know that the Bible that you read is a sodomite book that don't care nothing about facts or logic. They don't care about lying about God make heaven and earth and Adam and Eve in the garden. They don't care about lying because that is totally a lie. Just as much as a lie that these white people are ruling us with nothing called government power. Because government power is not something they knew when they were, you know, when they, at least when they left Africa 1.5 million years ago. They left Africa and go up into Europe and Asia, right? Did they know anything about government for some three and a half years? No, they didn't. So when I'm saying to you that you don't feel ashamed. Don't feel ashamed because I'm not saying you don't, I'm not saying your degrees are not good. I'm not saying that. No kind of way. Because I need them degrees too, but I never get there. And I tell you what, maybe, I don't know what would have happened if I grew up with a different experience. All I know is that I am somebody who's taken, you know, I'm very conscious about my thoughts and the ramification of my thoughts. I was always conscious of that, and I was never given to be a bad person at all, right? So what I'm trying to say to you, I found out the problem, right? I found out the problem that the only way you're going to know when something is wrong is to use words. You see what I mean? Because when you work, if you're not working out the principles that of the words that you're using, you're going to make a lot of error and don't find out. So in order for you not to go into error, you have got to be calculating the words then. I call it word science process. There is nobody on earth that can overturn what you say. If you put together your thoughts by words that you designate to say what you mean. When you read the Bible in the church about in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, have you processed that with anything outside of the Bible? Because words are telling a whole bunch of things. And if you just stick to the Bible as a word of God, and, you know, there is this tangible and intangible aspect to thinking. You have to deal with the intangible words, and the context of the issue you're dealing with. So if you're reading the Bible, that is totally intangible words that you must understand to relate it to the tangible thing. The tangible. So we are reading a Bible that is intangible, and we keep it intangible. We believe it. Because belief is intangible too. So if you deal with the words and you swallow up everything that you're reading, that it says God make heaven and earth, and when God make the man and make everything else, it says good. You remember that? No. If what God say is true, like you read it in the Bible, it will always, when it is questioned, it will prove to be true. You see that? So you have your bachelor's, you have your master's, and you have your PhD, right? And you're reading them things in the Bible. And look at the great things you have done in your vocational or whatever other things you do. You work in wonders with your education, mathematics and everything like that. But in this case now, we are talking about actually reading stories from the Bible. You know, about Joseph being thrown in a pit, and Samson and Delilah, and all these stories, Jesus and John the Baptist, and you're reading about wise men follow the star. You're reading these things, and you're not looking. You're not analyzing the words and the time that are, when they do, indicate some time of time or something like that. They seldom don't give you anything for you to, you know, go look for a place or not like that. They always tell you a story, and, you know, this story, as it were, has an end, but it doesn't have any meaning because you cannot find that story anywhere. Now, what they tell you about Jesus Christ in Bethlehem of Judea and stuff like that. If we were paying attention to when we read about Caesar Augustus in Palestine, telling the people, the resident people in Palestine, today they call the place Israel. It wasn't no Israel. These Sodomite white people call it them, right? And the Pope, they are the mad Sodomite, honest fucking idiots, the hominids, okay, the Homo erectus, them, they are the ones who began to do this after they can talk. Remember, they couldn't talk, oh! Remember, white people couldn't talk. What I'm trying to say to you, we, our brain, our cerebrum, and our cerebellum, it is something that I am endeavor to purport. There is no doubt about it. In my analysis, there, including me, there, my parents, there is hardly any of us today that's not infected and mentally harmed, so that we have what we call a file, then, a mental file, that we automatically open and close when we are reading. The file that is open when we go to church,
that file and, you know, that's the sense that going to play there is a sense that sees and accepts what you believe. So you're reading the story, and by, you know, I mean, you become familiar with the story in the Bible very, very, you know, maybe like from the first time you go to church or wherever Bible is read, you begin to believe everything in the Bible. And therefore, when you're in that file and you're in the church, you're not at your workplace, you know, where you do things from a different file. Your brain is working that way. You know, you have to get things right when you're at work. You are under a different path. So when you decide to go to, what I mean is your academic file is something you will see the way you're supposed to see it. That's a fact. You don't go around and mumble around and stuff like that and say, well, I don't believe this. No, you don't do that. Because everything is all set out at your workplace and whatever order you are following, if it is in writing, you don't question well-written instruction. This is your work. If you don't do it good, now it's pretty soon you don't have a job. See what I am trying to say to you, what's wrong with us when we become church believers? Because of white people. Because of white people's scam. And what they have done interbreeding our people, and we get their disease, their primates, ape, you know, southern ape. We got their disease, Rh, rhesus blood, and they would want to make us think that it is just one or two of them catch it from a monkey. No. The world history textbook tells you first hominid come from monkey or monkeys, plural, monkeys, different types of them. That's where they originate. They wouldn't write that in the world history textbook. I can assure you, these sodomites right now who say they are in control of everything, oh, they don't care. They don't care. You think it's a little bit of issues to throw on them, to burn them with caustic energy and let them go about their business? Because all we need to do is talk the truth. That's all the gods of heaven want us to do. Nothing else. That's all they are asking. Or otherwise, they'll pick you up in the tornado so and rubble and crush up everything that you live and live by. They are doing that right now because they find out their time to change things is right now. Okay? That church thing that we have, all right, the time is coming when a lot of us will be forced to understand what happened. And this is what I'm trying to tell you. The science of words is not what we'll understand when we go to church. Because our brain is supposed to work the way that we are created. Our taxonomic must not be mixed up with these kind of a stuff that the apes them have. Because they will never be civilized. And see, we were civilized and nothing was wrong with us until they fucked our people. It's after they fucked our people, we turn idiots. And because it continued to happen. So it become widespread over time because nobody said it mustn't happen. And show the reason why. Nobody at all. You don't hear all of our, you know, our great people we look upon, great icons. Marcus Garvey, Dr. Martin Luther King, Jesse Jackson, Hal Sharpton, you know, and, you know, I mean, you know, well, these go into the political part of the white people, them sodomite government, because they don't know no better. That's where the church got a hold of the African people
We don't know anything else. We don't even know we have a history. We don't know we have a... I didn't know that we have a history either. And who caused it? These white people. Over the past 100,000 years, they learned to read and put themselves on eye. Now we know them as Jews. Who you think are Jews? We were the first Jews. Read it in the Bible. Read it in the Bible and get wise. They call us Jews 2,000 years ago. They said Jesus was a Jew. Jesus is a Jew today, but except the Jewish Jesus today is a white, he's a hominid white man, European hominid, Homo erectus. Now, if you're reading, you mean you don't catch that, you know, that Palestine was not filled with Europeans. You know, see what I mean? But they come in and change everything, and we are reading those stuff, and we don't see something is wrong with what we're reading. They spent, they spent a few hundred years. There was 61, you know, like about 63. When they take over Palestine and take it over as Romans. Now, where else do you know they take over since they are Romans? Where else did they take over before they take over Palestine? Do you know where they're coming from with it? You don't know. But it is in history. History tells us where these people called Romans, where they came from. We didn't hear about Romans before popularizing in Bible or anything else, because the king of Rome is named Roman because it is a Roman dynasty. It is a Roman dynasty. You see, and the place is called Rome. So if people go there and live, you know, they can call themselves Romans. But, you know, it may not be a blood thing. If you come from, well, if you belong to the ethnic group, it doesn't matter what ethnic group you are, you know. But we don't have a thing called Roman. Like, we would say we are polytheism people. We are ethnic people. Ethnic people is a blood thing. It's your creation. It's your origin. It's a nature. Polytheism. Or somebody say pagan. Yeah, pagan is also connected to your blood. But if you talk about Roman, some name or name that somebody called themselves or called a place or something like that, that's not blood. It's a group. It represents a group or something like that. But it can represent certain African group when you say Romans, and the other Romans are not called Romans, right? So a certain group call themselves a name and stuff. But these white people, they are not coming from anywhere to call themselves because they couldn't talk. And they just recently, since the 100,000 years ago, interbreed our folks and begin to like pursue. Now when they find out that they can talk, you know, build up their culture into a talking culture, Homo sapiens, and them are the homosexuals, them. And you see them in Genesis 19 writing about themselves and Lot, and what they want to drag Lot out of his house and want to see the men and want to know the men and all this kind of stuff. And you can see now anywhere these everywhere African people are in their settlement, they come in and claim they have power to rule over you. They did it in Rome. They did it every place else they go as best as they can, and they do it in Palestine. You see? And look how long they are there. In Palestine from 63 and 63 years. And they have a war about another 100 or so years, because you talk about 66. You know, yes, it's beyond another 100 years. When they started the war, AD war, when they make the AD calendar, right? They 66 years under the AD era. That time, so, you know, they leave the 63 when they invaded Palestine, the African hybrid people, right? And 66 AD years, they start a war and they fought for 4 years to AD 70. You can see that well marked in history, AD 70. This is not just a Bible story. This is actual story where these Sodomites, hominids, calling themselves Romans. They're calling themselves Romans from 509 BC. That's a fact. Why don't media system come in and write about these things? Why they won't write about these things? These are actually criminal. I mean, worse than they just do in America alone. You see, how they kill off the New Zealand and the Australians. All right, but we're talking about now, right here in Palestine, with the Caesar Augustus. We don't read and know what happened yet. But clearly, we know about it because a lot of these things are written in the Bible about Jesus Christ and they arresting Jesus Christ. We're not reading to know that. They're talking about the African man, or who they call the black man, in Palestine. Now, how that man become Jesus today in the Bible? Hello? Christianity is built upon this man that they find out, oh, make him the Jesus Christ. And after he's gone, died, you know, like almost 2,000 years, they are now bringing him back to make his character. A character that they can morph, you know, a male Sodomite. You know, make this Sodomite Jesus to be that African man who they say died between two thieves. You see, we are not reading to find out. Because so all those things happen, and they write, they write in the Isaiah 53, who art believe our report, to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed, and talk about, describe how they strike him and how we bear a lot of sorrow and pain, dying for our sin. And nothing like that happened actually. So what kind of a when I tell you that our brain is wrong, is affected, probably think I am joking. How so many things we are reading that is telling us confusion, confusion, confusion. You see? And we keep on going like a plane that is spiraling out of the sky toward the ground, right? And the buzzer is going off and telling him, oh, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. but they can't fix it. So what I'm trying to say to you now is that what is happening to us, what is happening to us is very, very serious, because they and us do not have taxonomy product in common at all, at all. And it's the reason why it hurts us the way it does. It wouldn't otherwise. It would not otherwise. Now, you see, they do up the Neanderthals and wipe them out. And that's over with. Nobody now talk about that now. When they write about Neanderthals that they interbreed up, they only talk about they're extinct now. Why are they extinct for? You see what I mean? They're trying to kill us out now to leave them alone here talking. How many of us have they killed since they come here? You don't hear us talking about these things. You don't hear African people talk about this thing with any purposeful meaning. Like say, no, we can't have it. You don't hear that. They accept AD Anno Domini. And AD Anno Domini, AD Anno Domini don't stand for no civilized law. This world is a civilized world. It's not for them. Look in the World Literature Textbook. You don't see white people show up as a part of civilization. They are not. You see, they are hate fucking ass folks who come to talk because they fucked up the sapien species. That's it. Took a long time talking about that. But listen to me, we don't understand what's going on in the world. We do not. We do not need to take up swords and spears against these folks, because the weapon of our warfare is not a carnal one, but it mighty through the gods. Remember, anywhere you see the word capital G-O-D, the definition is plural. The gods. Gods. Elohim. Hananaki. Okay? So if you think you ought to be talking about praise God and praise Jesus, you find out how that God begot his son Jesus Christ. Because you are only reading a homosexual Bible. That's where you read that. But you need to see that a talking serpent impeached God. Because him tell the woman, no, God know the time when you eat of it, you will not surely die, but you will be wise as gods. Not God. Gods. And that God come around and admit that now the man and his wife come to know good from evil, and because of that reason, he kicked them out of the garden. Is that the way God loves his people? Is that the way God is when Jesus said, God is Father, is like a man who have 100 sheep, and one is lost, and he go to find the last one, and when he find the last one, he bring it home, rejoicing. Now, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Is that the way God portrays when it comes down to God doing good both for male and female? No, God is persistently against the woman. Numbers 7 tell you that. He goes against Miriam and kept Aaron in a matter where the both of them deserve discipline according to the Bible. God should discipline the both of them. No, he only discipline Miriam. Now, I say, well, but these sodomite white people, they don't have no sense. How could they write something like that? And don't say, look, from my eye open and I'm reading about Jesus, I say, oh, you know, Jesus Christ is just a character that is a sodomite character. And it is because they have sodomy so much inside of them and want their life to be accepted. That's why they're doing it. Now, for us to have them talking about they're a government, it's, you know, it's vomiting on myself. When the time come that you're going to find out that, you know, our brain is infected with these people, I mean, primates, blood. We are civilized. We are hybrid. We don't come from that. Now, it's the reason why our gods leave us to work ourselves out of this foolishness. You see, until we are redeemed back to ourselves, the gods will not never accept us. That's how I see from all of what I have read. These folks, you can't tell them to get out. I mean, knock down the church and get out. No. I'm listening to this lady singing these songs about Jesus, man. And she sing them so sweet. I mean, just music that just like soothe your soul about Jesus. You see, you're not going to find out that Jesus is not for real until you really read the truth about these stories. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And I'm telling you what is for me, I'm up to being questioned. Anybody has a question for me? Come on and ask me. Because, you see, I can sit here and talk until I am dead. And what matters is that I will live out a life that I have discovered is my life. And I cannot help anybody else. I know some people are out there and they are too far gone. Their brain is too far gone. When I listen to this, like whether she's a church woman or she has a church and her husband, they run church and stuff like that. But this woman cannot be more real in my perception about the way she loved Jesus. It's like, that is a nut uncracked. You know, she's not ready to, what? They have a song about unpacked. You know, they have I don't know what style of music that is, but they talk about, you know what I mean? Yes, the music is about unpacked. You know, unpack yourself of something, of untruth, of heresy, of lies. When you believe in Jesus and you don't know anything else, you don't get an education as to what Bible, the difference between Bible, AD, Anadamani, and BCE era, polytheism, and what they call Christianity. When you don't know the difference between those things, you will have to hold on to to Jesus and Jesus' blood. But my friends, it is not Jesus' blood. These white people, Bible writers, started out with. They started out knowing about the blood that created the hybrid people. Is that they know? But they are inventing something to make up a sodomite world. And they decided that they're going to make up a Jesus. But Jesus only come from God. And they make up ways, words, how to relate, oh, Jesus is the Son of God. These folks, they know who African people, ethnic people are. They know. But guess what? We are backwards. And we have yet to realize that your education is not to read Bible one way and read, you know, let's say other academic stuff differently. That's not the way your brain is supposed to work. So when the Bible has all kind of ploy in there to punish African people, to write things about, you know, God say, you know, obey your master, your slave master according to the flesh. Those kind of things, they write it in there. And you will never know those things are wrong. That these people are sodomites, pretending themselves to be civilized, like people who, you know, where they get your blood from. you are reading what they write, and you are believing what they write, and you are a university scholar. You are a college graduate, and so forth, and so on. And you can't see those things wrong. You can't see no wise men, no following a star to no baby Jesus. You can't see that at all. Because guess what? No, you would have to have an approach of academic principles that teaches you how to follow words. And you don't follow words to the contrary, contrary to your own word knowledge. You don't push words aside and hold on to something you cannot fathom. Because if words cannot fathom something for you, you will never be able to straighten out your problem. You just can't straighten out your problem. And so I am telling you that what these white people have done to be in the position that they are in, you have to get an education to get out from the church. And I would never get out of the church if I didn't start to read seriously and face context of issues and see the two worlds collide in words. You see, because there is justification when you know. There's no justification when you don't know. And this is what I am trying to tell you. I am not in any kind of way trying to bait nobody. I am saying read words in the way you read words anywhere. If you're reading the Bible, read the Bible story. But just like if you were reading a story in the newspaper and something ain't right, you're supposed to find it out in the Bible. When the Bible tells you that your mind must be unnatural to understand the things of God in the Bible, when you read that, do you think anything? Have you ever thought about what your mind is? Have you ever thought that your mind can never function unnatural? Your mind is not created to function unnatural. Why a Bible tell you that? And the instant of time you believe it, your mind is more damaged than it was. Because guess what? They cement you into that kind of a dog, you know, filthy thinking. Because your brain has no right to accept that. It's supposed to block at the first entry of your mind. It's supposed to be, once you see what it says, you're supposed to block that outside of you. But the fact that you believe that, you believe every single thing else. All the lies that Jesus is telling, no Jesus write them. But the people who write them, you have a right to know that no Jesus didn't write that. And even if Jesus wrote that, Jesus don't have any sense. Because, look, if you don't know when something doesn't make sense, so what's the use of trying to resolve anything? Because you don't know the energy and you don't know how to control anything. You have to know the word energy. So if you need to know so you can do your thing. If you don't know it, you can't do your thing. You have tools to do different work. You know, if you go to a barber shop, he has his thing he uses there to give people nice haircuts and stuff like that. I am telling you, my friend, I thank you for tuning into the program. And I get away into this kind of a chatter because I know the value of it. You know what I mean? I know the value of it, and I know when your eye become open, right? When your eye become open, and there is no one at all able to change your mind, when there is no one to change your mind, and you can add and subtract, you can analyze and make conclusion of what you read and convince anyone of the fact. Because you can always determine the fact of something whenever it is presented to you in words, because you're going to go there and read those words and consider the issue, right? The context of the issue. And you go through those words and find out if the word include an affirmative response from you or an objection. If you can't do that, don't even bother with church, because don't you ever trick yourself into believe that belief will carry you through. And a church talk that. A sodomite white people trip talk that. Okay? But the history that we are supposed to know, you will deny and don't care about history, because church teaches us to believe in the Bible. But the question is, can your mind function unnatural and you understand the truth of what the Bible is saying? What happened when we believe all of these, contradictory statements in the Bible? When you take that as truth and you didn't go through the analysis of the word and draw a conclusion as to the issue and what position you are to take, when you don't do that, like I said, your brain is defiled. And it's like the infection of the COVID. You know, when you get a symptoms, you know what the symptoms like? Once that stuff gets inside of you, it begins to act up negatively inside of you, and you begin to feel different symptoms. And you may feel one symptom and didn't feel the other one, but you know, that's the way it is working in your system until, you know, all of you gone if you don't get treatment for it. So I am telling you, I have been treating myself for a long time by conforming to what I read as truth. What I don't find as truth, I have to go against it. Because I'm going by a word defining and clarification of what that definition, what those definitions are and the use of them. And so I am telling you that we are in a bad situation, and the only thing that's going to cure us is the word, is the truth. So we have the tornadoes out there going on now, and you will see even African people out there, one is saying, oh, he lost everything, he's at his brother's house, and all that kind of stuff. Ask him where he goes to church at. Ask him. Is he a Christian? You see what I mean? Because we are not supposed to be in those kinds of a destruction. But we will be in them, because we are supporting white people. Who you vote for? Who are you voting? We're not supposed to vote for these sodomite white people, them. They have what they call democracy. They can't come and tell me about democracy, because they'll throw them into the world textbook and ask me, where did that come from as government? You see what I mean? Because we shut up and let them do what they want to do. This is where we are. But look here. I am not following anybody stepping out on this issue at all. This is personal to me. And if you want to know how explosive I can be and talk something that you cannot clarify, but you believe it. Because you, and still find a whole bunch of foolishness to say, then you would know how explosive I can get, or the depth. I may not behave all that explosive, but the depth to which I'm going to lock your jaw, because there's a whole lot more stuff I'm going to ask you that you're not about to even start to try to solve it because you don't know what to say. The knowledge is what tells us what to say. The history, the prehistory, not Bible. Nothing in the Bible no African people need. It doesn't matter how good it is. You see what I mean? I mean, not when it is mingled with a whole bunch of, you know, things that are, you know, COVID nature. You know? Some good things mixed up with bad things and so on. When they tell you that your mind must be unnatural, what is that? What is that? And you accept that and begin believe the epistles them that in there tell you about Jesus, accept Jesus, believe in Jesus. You see? Those kind of stuff, we will never come to our senses clean at all. When we believe those kind of stuff. So it is the word that we supposed to understand that when you read something, you can tell if contradiction is in there. When you read Matthew 2 about wise men following a star, it is in my under my conscious mind reading that scripture that let me begin to notify each point that went astray from the relevance or the truth that is supposed to be portrayed in there. I'm seeing something else. If it was about them following the star and go to the baby and it was well explained, that would be a different story. But it's when I'm seeing contradiction that shows that God would never do stuff like what they are writing in the Bible, because God is true, God is faithful, God is, you know, God don't go into those kind of a stuff. Okay? It is very coherent, it is factual, and it stays with purpose all around you. But when you're reading something that is not cohesive with civilized things around you, and you're seeing certain points, you know, error, you know, contradictory in and of itself. Because how could God lead the wise men to go to Herod, the king, who is an adversary to God's people, to God's Jewish people, to God's, the Jewish and the Semitic. Yeah, that's what they wrote in the Bible. And a lot of things that they wrote in the Bible, it is not true. But when you're reading the story that the wise men, God stopped the star at Herod's house, and I never noticed that in all of my life I was reading the Bible, that God stopped the star at Palisari's house and tell them to go ask Herod for direction to find the baby. Now, the star did not need these wise men to, based on the story itself now, there was no necessity for the star to stop and ask for direction. Nothing happened out of the norm for them to get other guidance than to just follow the star. If the star kept going and did not stop, they would get to the baby just alike when they say the men went into Herod and Herod went. Herod didn't know about it. Herod went to the Jewish people. Do you expect the Jewish people was going to tell him their secret? No. And would God tell Herod these people's secrets about the baby? No. because he was supposed to grow up privately and come and drive out Herod, the Roman agent. That's what should happen. But guess what happened? You can tell that the Sodomite people in writing the Bible are not good on their details. You see, and keep coherency in what they write. So now, after I believe everything about that story and many other stories, all the stories in the Bible, all these years, come now with me reading with a higher sense in, you know, a purpose when I read, because now I'm drawing upon the actual words that are telling me the story. So I'm affected by the fervor of the story based on what the words are saying to me. Now, I was never reading like that for like about 10 or 20 years before. So I believe everything in the Bible. At this point now, I realize something is wrong. And for the first time, I see like about 3 or 4 different, things that did not make any sense. So God stopped the star at Herodos for the wise men to go and get direction. He went to the Jewish people and they gave him the direction. That don't make no sense. But I wouldn't harp on that too much, right? Although it is important to know that they would not tell this man, and Herod wouldn't be out of his mind to go ask him, right? So the story is not cohesive at all, not making any sense. Another one, because I'm not going to tell you all of them right now, but this next one is that is the idea that God stopped the star and tell him to go get the direction. They go in, they get the direction. And Herod tell them, when you find the baby, come back and tell me so that I may come and worship the baby too. That don't make any sense. Because if Herod want the child so bad that he would kill so many boy babies to get it, he would send his own servants with these men to find that baby and bring the baby home to him. What do you say about that? You know what I mean? It don't make no sense. No. But what happened is, no sooner than the men left, God told the wise men to not go back to Herod. Don't bring Herod no news after they go. Find another way to go home. You hear all this? A Sodomite write all of this a story. Right, and I never know all of my life before. And Christian people don't look into these kind of stuff because we all believe it. I'm showing you when you're reading words and calculating what you're reading by the words by the words are there that you're using. Here it is. God, knowing that Herod wanted to kill the baby, still carried these men to Herod, and Herod didn't even know about the baby. So is God allow Herod to know about it and asking the way to the baby? It doesn't make any sense. You ever read the Bible and see that? All right. So now I'm showing you that things in the Bible, and this is just one of many things. The biggest one is Adam and Eve in the garden. You know, you have to read and find out. It doesn't make any sense at all. You've got to read your own history. And history will forever make sense because it has time and place and everything that is written in history, not the Bible. Okay? So see what they have in the Bible for you and I to believe. When the guys, they go and they wrote, this is fiction they're writing. This is actually fiction they're writing in the Bible. Okay? And we believe it is God's word. And they tell us our mind must be unnatural to believe those things. You can see why we will believe those things when our mind is not right. And that's the way Christians all over the world is. Their mind is unnatural. So they believe all these old bunch of lies. The instant of time we begin to observe with purpose, realistically looking for the truth, we'll see those things don't make no sense. That's what happened to me. So they go now and, you know, see the baby and find another way, go home. When they did not come back to Herod, Herod sent his people to go look for the baby. They didn't find the baby because God tell Joseph to get out of Bethlehem and go into Egypt with the baby. So look at the fiction that they are writing. So they're not going to come back. They're going to do what God tell them to go find another way home. All right, but Herod is pissed off. You know, he probably, if he thought he would have sent somebody with them, but he didn't. But it is a fiction that they're writing. It's fiction stuff. And then they're writing in the Bible now, and you and I believe the lie when they say Herod sent out his army to go out and into the province and look for every boy baby 2 years and under and kill them. You know, to make sure that they kill the baby boy. You see this story that they write? And we believe it. All right, my friends, listen to me. I'm telling you those things for it to affect your reading, to wake up your reading conscience. Because we have been reading and we're not getting it. I'm telling you the tornadoes are out there. And it's going to scrape up a lot of our people who are buried into the COVID thing that infection, the COVID infection. A lot of us innocently buried up into Christianity, into Jesus. And it is so intimately embedded inside of us, we don't know how to get rid of it. And we wouldn't want anybody to challenge us either, because we are not afraid to turn against Jesus that don't exist. Right. Now, I am almost to the end. And I'm going to try now and read you this, and I'm not even able to play a tune. If I have the time, I do it when I'm done. But this is the title for the show today: African kingship gave European white men illegal power to contrived AD and Adamani to rule ethnic people. That is what African kingship did. Right? The government. African kingship government. Right? African kingship government gave Europe white men illegal power to contrive AD and Adamani to rule ethnic people. So it goes on now to say, you probably don't know of I am talking about, but you have got to read academic history that really tell us real story that has happened from antiquity, okay, and how civilization come into the world. If you don't get into that, you may have some problem here, but I'm trying to let you know what I'm talking about here, right? That Africa as kingship, the Elohim that came to earth, everything that you see on earth was set up by the gods, and you know, read, you probably somehow know about gods and goddesses, right? This is for real. This is the way we African people came about. Because there's other people here like 3.5 million years, and they were not talking, didn't have any talking human being around. We are the talking human being. And how they come to talk is history that you are to read. If you don't know the way to that, come here. I want to talk to you too. I'm ready to tell you every single thing that I know. But you need to get out. Otherwise, tornado is going to wash us away. We don't value anything unless we have deep in our heart the love and admiration for our God, our creator. Nothing in the Bible as a creator. These are, I mean, real sodomite fucking white. They not coming from, original civilized human beings. Okay? Only through the interbreeding where they're not supposed to mix our taxonomic energy. And that's what they did. Okay? Let's put them out by knowing the truth. Why Africa allow European white men to illegally contrive AD and Adamani? AD and Adamani is the present calendar that white people bring in to rule. and put aside the Elohim solar calendar that fits everything in our life. What they have with moon calendar don't do anything to our lives at all. They are sodomites, conducting a sodomite world. Now, they got to get out and go back up to Europe with that. Okay? They don't have any government. Adi and Adamani is no civilized government. It's uncivilized stuff. When you hear about Christ, Easter, and all this kind of stuff, it's all sodomite stuff. And that's what AD and Adamani is rest upon. It revolve on it. They're not supposed to be in our territory at all. We're not supposed to be going to church. But like I said to you, they catch us and transform us. And we are converted into a different concept of life. We are no more civilized life. We are sodomite kind of life. And they are moving fast, fast, fast to get every one of us normalized into sodomite culture. That's what they're doing. It's not going to happen in my lifetime. Because we have the tornadoes out there. I'm not playing fun. You know, I'm romantic with the tornadoes. I want them. I want more and more. It was about some 38 of them came down, yesterday or so. And remember, like about two times before, maybe 6 weeks or 6 weeks apart, we have some, like almost 60 tornadoes touched down. And the last time, I don't remember how many, but now they were showing it was like about 35 or something like that, tornadoes touched down. It's a different time now. And it's time for us to show that we are not into these sodomite white people thing that they have with Jesus Christ. They better leave. Get out, because they ain't going to stand what is coming. All right? You can see what's going on out there. When you see a black man out there walking, big, stalwart black man, and he's just looking all around and like paper and pieces of wood all surround the area. You see what I mean? But this is a serious thing that I am telling you for African people. If you don't know how to get away from these white people, get out from their church and get out from their politics, tornado is likely to floor everything, and you may not even survive, because we have to clean out the house of these people. And if you want to go with them, church, go with them to Europe. But what they have done will not stand. What they have done will not stand. They're going to go back to their fucking ass place. Many, some of the things I read, it's like it's sickening. When they talk about, this is about, I read this yesterday. This was talking about kings, how kings used to meet. And I read this. I don't understand why I have like a duplicate of it here today. But this can be for people who wants to read this article. But I just let what I have talked about, just let it be for today's chatter or lecture, because I've raised some very, very serious points for people to look at them. And if you think like, these are not stuff that you need to know about, well, don't shut your mind out on logical type of things that people are sharing.
you need to look at it and see if it you know, if it means anything for you. You know, are you affected here? Do you stand to gain something here? And those are the things that I try to share with you so that you may regain yourself. All right. So I want to thank you for tuning in. And like I said, this article that I have here in front of me, it's a duplicate of the show I did yesterday. So I'm very sure you get the show yesterday. I really do not know why it appear here. Maybe through some administrative error, right? Why it is showing up on two different shows. All right, so thank you, and I hope that you nourish and cherish things that help you to gain a higher life, my friends. It's very tough to gain that level of humanity, higher thinking. It's very, very hard. But that's all I want. That's all I need. And I try to share with you. Take good care and see you on the next edition. Take good care.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Spring is like